Hello, Audio Boo. It's coming up to 6 o'clock, I guess. Yeah, ten to six. And just left my house, and I'm just walking across to the Cheng Thai, which is a Thai restaurant bolted on the side of a pub. And probably that plane overhead actually sounds like it's going to land in the park, which would not be good because I'm walking across it. So for the last hour or so, I've just been having a look at Current TV, and I've been thinking about if they had an API, and there was a few other places that had an API, you could weave them all together to publish a show. I'm thinking of redoing my Gravity stuff, and I've already been talking to a guy, a really good animator from San Francisco, about having an intro and outro done for the Gravity. Now that I've got a good wide-angle lens on the Canon, and I've got a decent microphone on the HV20, on the Rode NTG2, I should say, then it allows me to produce a better show. And I'm thinking that I'm going to put it on Current TV. I'm going to put one of them on Current TV anyway, and give it a test out, see what it looks like. But when I started doing it in January, February last year, I always wanted to up the quality of it. I always wanted to make it HD. The only problem is in Boinkex TV, which is what I was going to use to render and edit and do titles and all that, it's really, really slow. Even capturing it via the Intensity Pro, it just doesn't, I don't know, it just needs loads of horsepower. And the graphics card that I've got is just not going to do it. So it's still going to have to be relatively lo-fi, but the picture quality will be better and the audio will be better. So just walking across the middle of the park, literally at the top right hand corner of this park is the pub. Let me just check the time, 2 minutes. And like I say, the Thai restaurant is bolted on the side of it, and I'm meeting Dave Madhyaprint for a bit of food and a beer and to talk over the features, site design, shipping, all that sort of stuff for Purple Pigs. There's purplepigs.com and purplepigs.co.uk, which are two sites, and we're hoping to put something together for his online store, initially for Twitter t-shirts, which is a great idea. I'd like to build some sort of generator tool in Flash, but I guess it's trying to find a guy who would do that reasonably priced and would jack into the Shopify system. I guess I could look around and see if somebody would be interested. Right, my hand's freezing cold, so I'm going to finish this, and I'll speak to you from inside the pub.